Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Rex is having breakfast with his mother, Agnes.
Have you talked to Ellie yet, Rex?
Not yet, Mom. I call and call, but never get through.
I tell you one thing, I do not like this Trey Gallagher.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Hey, isn't that Hannah?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Rex. Hi, Mrs. Walker.
Hey, hi, Charlie.
What's up? I'm Charlie Dean.
Agnes Walker.
Hannah works for Charlie's company.
Oh, so you're my daughter Ellie's boss. Has she been showing up for work lately?
Mom!
Well, actually, she hasn't. She's disappeared into thin air, Miss Walker.
She's just in the throes of new wedding bliss.
That's one way of looking at it.
Well, we're going to go grab a table. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Take care.
Nice meeting you. Later, Rex.
Well?
Well, what? Oh, you mean the reason I asked you to meet me?
Yes, silly. What's this big decision you've made?
Okay, here goes. First off, I want you to know I didn't just decide to spur of the moment. It's actually something I've been thinking about for a while now, but something happened yesterday that sort of clinched the deal for me.
And what was that?
I went into the studio with that band we signed yesterday.
Oh, right. How was it? Did they blow you away?
No, Cupcake, not quite. In fact, I have never been so underwhelmed in my life.
Oh.
They're a great band, don't get me wrong. I just realized while listening to them in the studio that their music was never, ever going to sell.
Wow. So what are you going to do? Cut them from TM?
No, Cupcake. I'm going to cut me.
What are you talking about, Charlie?
Look, when I bought the company, I was looking for a creative venture, you know? I honestly thought I could help develop young artists in the way that I wish my band would have been developed when we were together. But it hasn't really panned out that way.
So now what? You want to let someone else run the place?
I'm selling it. I mean, there's absolutely no reason for me to be running a company that I'm just not at all inspired by.
I'm not sure what to say. What does this mean for...
Look, don't worry about you, all right? You'll be perfectly taken care of. Just because there's no TM doesn't mean you can't still be my personal assistant. I need you in whatever venture I decide to take. You know that.
Well, you know I love working for you.
Good. Where the hell is our waitress? I'm starving.
Hey, Hannah. I didn't realize you'd be here this morning.
Hello, Bobby. You were in so late last night, we didn't get a chance to talk before he went to sleep. Who's your friend?
I'm Stacy.
Stacy, I'm Hannah. You two went to the movies together last night, right?
Yes. We saw Wedding Crashers. Don't go if you haven't already wasted your money.
Don't listen to her. It was hilarious.
Charlie, this is Todd's nephew, Bobby Tucker. Bobby... Stacy, this is my boss, Charlie Dean.
Oh, Todd's nephew. I'm sorry to hear that. Nice to meet you anyway.
Oh, so this is Charlie.
Yeah, guess your uncle told you about our wonderful friendship.
Yeah, something like that.
Bobby, let's go get our table. Nice to meet you guys.
Me too. Have fun.
So Hannah is my Uncle Todd's fiancée. They recently got engaged.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I can't believe that we met yesterday afternoon, and this is the second time we're seeing each other.
You're only here for a week, right? You have to live every moment.
Well, I appreciate you offering to tow me around town today, Stacy. I've always wanted to live in New York ever since the first time I came to visit my Uncle Mac.
It's no big deal. It's not like I had any other plans. And it's kind of nice to spend time with someone who doesn't live here.
Why is that?
Let's just say that my father's in the news right now, and everyone I know wants to talk about that. It's driving me crazy.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about, so I won't be bringing it up.
Good. So, where do you want to start today? The Statue of Liberty? The Empire State Building?
I don't care. You decide.
Okay, let's go downtown first and work our way back up.
Sounds good. I just love being anywhere in this city. It's so invigorating. I just wish there was a way to convince my parents to let me stay here.
Believe me, Bobby, there is always a way. If you really want to stay, then I'll help you find one.
How could you do that?
Trust me, I can be pretty cunning when I want to be.
Should I be worried?
No. You should consider yourself lucky.
Well, all right then.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.